Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of October 11, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Welcome back to the Lanes. I hope everyone's enjoying the cooler fall weather. It is North Carolina, so we know it may not last, but we'll enjoy it while we can, right? Lane assignments for week 4. Lane 35, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 36, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 37, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 38, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 39, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 40, Team 5, Midnight Riders. Lane 41, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 42, Team 4, Triple Threat. Subs for tonight, Lane 38, Team 2, out Warren Scott, in David Saylor. Lane 39, Team 1, out Jerry Graham, in Dwight Jones. Out John Rubisam, in Loretta Tony. We are still praying for our families and friends in the western part of the state, which was so devastated by the flooding from Hurricane Helene, and now our friends in Florida who have been affected by Hurricane Milton. If you wish to help, there are reputable organizations doing disaster relief. These listed here are specifically in North Carolina for the most part, but I'm sure that Red Cross and probably some others are working in both areas or as will be needed. Donations are still being accepted online at these links. You can access them by clicking on the highlighted names and descriptions for each item below. Donate to the American Red Cross. Checks can also be mailed to American Red Cross, 100 North Pear Tree Lane, Raleigh, NC 27610, or North Carolina Disaster Relief Fund, 20312 Mail Service Center, Raleigh, NC 27699. Donate to the North Carolina Disaster Relief Fund. Donate at nc.gov/donate. Donations for the fund will go to nonprofits working to meet the immediate needs of people needing food and water, cleaning supplies, and other emergency supplies. Triangle Community Foundation. TCF is matching donations up to $25,000 to the Community Fund of Western North Carolina and the North Carolina Community Foundation. The United Way. The United Way has created a fund to specifically help those affected by Helene. You may designate your donation to a local United Way or where it is needed most at the discretion of United Way of North Carolina. The Association for Home and Hospice Care of North Carolina. This group has opened a hurricane relief fund to distribute directly to hospice and home care employees devastated by this storm. To donate, click here. Volunteer to help clean up Western North Carolina. Many nonprofits are collecting donations and mobilizing teams to help. The Salvation Army is accepting donation and mobilizing disaster response teams. Donate and find out more on their website. Baptists on a Mission. Volunteers are putting teams together to serve those affected in North Carolina as conditions allow. The group is accepting donations and looking for volunteers. Samaritan's Purse's headquarters is in Boone. They are currently scheduling volunteers to help homeowners with destruction in the city. Find out how you can help. Find a recovery group to help via the North Carolina Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster list, or find a group to volunteer with. There is also a national directory with organizations that are helping. Many businesses and churches are accepting donations of items to take west. We're hearing that some of the greatest needs in the western part of North Carolina now are things like blankets, gloves, kits, knit hats, and cold weather items. Other items that are needed include things like bottled water, sports drinks, medicines like aspirin, Tylenol, Benadryl, first aid kits, hand sanitizer, shower and bath supplies, blankets, towels, socks, feminine products and adult incontinence items, bug repellent spray or wipes, trash bags, paper towels, wipes, toilet paper, paper plates and plastic utensils, rubber gloves, work gloves, rubber boots, diapers, baby formula, baby food, bottles and sippy cups, non-perishable food like granola or energy bars, canned goods, manual can openers, pet food, gas cans and gasoline, charcoal, batteries, flashlights, tarps, plastic storage bins. And I'm sure there's more. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday so that she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know that they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is zelda2152@gmail.com or telephone 443-629-0018. Challenged Athletes Foundation grant applications are now open from October 7 until December 6. The application is available at the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. And you can talk to Letitia for more information about the process. Fishing tournament canceled. Due to the devastating impact of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina, the 2024 North Carolina Lions Visually Impaired Fishing Tournament has been canceled. The board of directors made this difficult decision at its meeting on September 30, with an overwhelming sentiment that funds typically used for the tournament would be better directed to disaster relief efforts. Executive Director Gwen White shared that many participants and volunteers who normally attend the three-day event in October have been affected by the hurricane. Our thoughts are with everyone impacted, and we are committed to supporting our community during this challenging time. Stay safe, and thank you for your understanding and support. Our secretary, Miriam Dixon, has asked that team captains be more careful when filling out the sheets in the envelopes each week, noting when there is a substitute, what each person is paying for, and making sure that all names are listed with the correct amounts. Raffle tickets. The Raleigh Outlaws will have a cash raffle fundraiser beginning on Friday, October 11. The winning ticket will be drawn our first night of bowling after Christmas, January 3rd. Prizes are $50, $100, and $150. And tickets will be $2 for one or three tickets for $5. We encourage everyone to participate. And there will be a mystery prize for the person who sells the most tickets. Here are some dates to remember. Annual Gutterthon and Bake Sale. We will have our fall bake sale and the Gutterthon night on Friday, November 3. Be thinking about what you will make. And if you don't bake, feel free to find a friend who does and get a donation. The ABBA Mail-O-Graphic will be bowled on January 3, which is our first night back after the holiday break. The $6 entry fee will be due by November 3 so that we can get the list sent in. Don't forget to pay your sanction fees and locker rent. Sanction fees are $29 and will be due this week, October 11. Locker rent is still $35. Weekly dues are now $17. Please be considerate of your captains and get change before you get to the lane. Save the date, White Cane Day 2024. This is now a two-day event, the NFB of NC and NCCB combined. Saturday, October 12, NFB sponsoring, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., educational seminar. Registration $30, includes a box lunch. Practical information on being accessible to the blind and low vision community. 12 p.m. noon to 1:30 p.m. Community Resources Fair. It is free. Interactive demonstrations of Braille, technology, cooking, accessible recreation, and leisure activities. Register at https://whitecaneevent.eventbrite.com. If you need any assistance registering or have questions, please contact Betsy at 919-271-3001. Vendors are welcome. Space is limited. There is a $25 donation fee. We are looking for vendors that provide goods, services, and technology to the blind and low-vision communities. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy for more information. Questions? Please contact Katrina at 919-244-1695. On Tuesday, October 15 at 9 a.m. March from Art Space, 201 East Davie Street in downtown Raleigh, to the Legislative Building for the Governor's Proclamation. And this from the NCCB, the Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee of the North Carolina Council of the Blind invites you to a celebration of the 60th White Cane Day in Raleigh. The white cane is a tool and a symbol. It represents mobility and independence for people who are blind or have low vision. It is a tool to make us more visible in the right-of-way, and the event will be designed to make us more visible in the halls of state government. We expect Governor Cooper to present a proclamation in the morning, and then we'll hold an advocacy committee meeting in the state legislature in the afternoon. During this day of action, we will meet with public officials and the media to talk about the importance of accessibility for all in public spaces. Members of the NCCB will travel to the state capitol from their homes across the state to participate. The NCCB Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee has been recently reconstituted, and this is the first action in our campaign to put people who are blind or low vision in direct contact with state officials and elected leaders. Active participation in the political process is essential in securing resources and laws that benefit people with disabilities. Showing up for this event is a way of making a clear statement that blind and low vision issues are important. Plans are still in the works. There may be regular updates, and if you have any ideas, questions, or resources to offer, please contact William Smith at gwmsmith3808@gmail.com or call 301-646-9109. NFB White Cane Day t-shirts are available for purchase. Short sleeves are $20 and long sleeves are $25. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter to place your order. To those of you who love candy and nuts, you may remember in years past when the Lioness Club sold the Terry Lynn nuts as a fundraiser. Now we can order them and support ABBA in the process. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter to order, and your selection ships directly to you. And for those who love all things pumpkin spice, they currently have a limited supply of pumpkin spice pecans available. You know the quality of these nuts and candies, so if you want to support the ABBA, here is a tasty way to do so. Now we have some information regarding the upcoming general election, the 2024 general election dates and deadlines. A lot of information in this section, so be patient. Here we go. Starting with October 11, today, 2024, voter registration deadline 5 p.m. in person by U.S. mail or online. For info on how to register to vote, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. October 17, in person early voting begins. Same day registration available. For info on same day registration, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. October 29, absentee ballot request deadline, 5 p.m. November 2nd, in-person early voting ends, 3 p.m. November 5th, general election day. Also November 5th, absentee ballot return deadline, 7:30 p.m. Now here's a list of days, dates, and times for early voting. Thursday, October 17 and Friday, October 18, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 19, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, October 20, noon to 3 p.m., Monday, October 21 through Friday, October 25, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Saturday, October 22, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Sunday, October 27, noon until 3 p.m., Monday, October 28 through Friday, November 1, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 2, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please note, a photo ID will be required in order to vote. Any registered voter in the county may go to any early voting site to vote. If you missed the voter registration deadline on October 11 and you have lived in your county for 30 days or more, you may register and vote the same day. Online accessible voting in North Carolina in 2024. North Carolina visually impaired voters have a number of ways to vote, but most of these methods rely on the voter getting help from a family member, a trusted neighbor, or even election workers. These approaches do not allow for the voter to be able to vote privately and independently. This is of fundamental importance to most voters. Previously, the exception to this is the in-person use of a special ballot marking device. Examples are the Hart Verity Touch Writer used in Chatham County, ENS Express Vote used in Durham County, and ENS Auto Mark used in Orange County. There are a number of issues with these machines, chief among them the need to get to the polling place to vote in person. As of the 2020 election, North Carolina visually impaired voters have the ability to request and vote an absentee ballot online independently and privately without the need to get to the polls in person. This article aims to assist in publicizing the online accessible absentee ballot option and gives guidance on learning how to take advantage of this capability. A very good overview of the process for voting using accessible ballots is available by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. The How It Works section will walk you through the process of requesting, accessing, marking, and returning the accessible absentee ballot. Note that the web pages and forms are all compatible with screen readers and allow for entering signatures digitally. Note also that, as for anyone voting absentee, you must have two witnesses that sign or type attesting that they have witnessed you marking your ballot and verify your identity. They are not to observe how you vote. You can practice locating, marking, and returning a demo ballot at any time through the NC Absentee Demo Ballot portal by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. Much more information about the voting options for voters with disabilities, including help for those in care facilities, curbside voting, requesting ballots in alternative formats like large print, etc., can be found by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. If you are blind or visually impaired and need assistance with any aspect of voting, please first contact your County Board of Elections. If you are not familiar with your County Board of Election, you may find them by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. You may also contact the NC State Board of Elections ADA Coordinator Allison Blackman at adacoordinator@ncsbe.gov or by telephone at 919-814-0705 or by U.S. Mail at 6400 Mail Service Center, Raleigh, NC 27699-6400. Follows are a series of ways for the visually impaired to vote in NC. To access them, please click on the internet link for each item as they appear in your email copy of this newsletter. Help for voters with disabilities, accessible absentee voting, absentee ballot portal, curbside voting, help for people in care facilities, parentheses MAT. Note, as a result of a recent court order, an absentee voter who needs assistance voting to a disability generally may receive assistance from any person they choose. Follows now are four case studies or case indicators that are recommendations for visually impaired voters. And each one of them will state what you may feel, what you believe in, and then what your options are. It's pretty simple. Case number one, you do not care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You can get to the polls. You do have an acceptable voter ID. You have three options. Go to the poll and get a spouse or friend to help you mark the ballot. Go to the poll and get a poll worker to help mark the ballot. Or go to the poll and do curbside voting. Now, case number two. In this one, you happen to live in a care facility. You do not care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You cannot get to the polls because you or have mobility issues. You do have an acceptable voter ID. You have one option, and that's to work with an MAT, a multi-partisan assistant team, referenced above. Here's case number three. You do care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You can get to the polls, and you do have an acceptable voter ID. You have one option. Go to the poll and use the ballot marking machine there. Note that you will need some training on using the machine from the election staff, many of whom are not all that well versed in operating the machine, however. And case number four. You do care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You cannot get to the polls or you have mobility issues. And you want to mark and send in your ballot as soon as possible. This one has one option, and that is to use the accessible online absentee ballot portal to request, mark, and submit your ballot online by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter and use option one to request a vote using the online accessible absentee ballot. And then, once approved by email, use option three to access, mark, and submit the accessible ballot. Now, four notes go with this one. Number one, you will need a computer or touchscreen device like an iPad. You will need training on the process. Number three, you will need two witnesses to complete the process. And number four, you can waive the voter ID requirement as part of the process. So that's it. Hope to see everybody on November 5th at the November general election. Or if not, I certainly hope that you have voted early and online. Save the date. Celebrate with Arts Access. Join us as we can culminate this milestone year with our Ruby celebration marking our 40th anniversary. Enjoy a fun evening of entertainment, fabulous food, live and silent auctions, awards and recognitions, and more. General admission tickets went on sale September the 1st. Tickets will be available on artsaccessinc.org. This event is Friday, November 15th from 7 to 10 p.m., and it will be held at the Marbles Kids Museum, 201 Hargett Street, Raleigh, NC, 27601. And other save the date item is the Governor Moorhead Foundation Season of Giving. This event will be held on Thursday, November 7 at 6:30 p.m. in the Governor Moorhead School Dining Hall, 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. Single tickets are available for $35 per person. Included in the evening's activities will be a banquet, student performances, a silent auction, and more. To purchase tickets, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. For more information about the Governor Moorhead Foundation and this event, please visit https://governormoorheadfoundation.org. Please note, this is the confirmed correct date. The website has not been updated yet. More details will be announced in the future, but please be aware of the following upcoming event. That's Christmas Without Lights, a holiday celebration. It's scheduled for December 7. Now some recipes. Recipes that will bowl you over. I'm ready to go with this one right off the bat. Strawberry cheesecake dump cake. Yeah, Ingredients, 1 can, 21 ounces of strawberry pie filling. 1 box, 15.25 ounces of yellow cake mix. 1 package, 8 ounces cream cheese softened. 1 half cup sugar. 1 half teaspoon vanilla extract. 1 half cup unsalted butter melted. Fresh strawberries. Optional for the garnish. Your directions are to preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 175 centigrade, and lightly grease a 9 by 13 inch baking dish. Spread the strawberry pie filling evenly across the bottom of the prepared baking dish. In a medium bowl, beat together softened cream cheese, sugar, and vanilla extract until smooth. Drop spoonfuls of the cream cheese mixture over the strawberry pie filling, spreading it gently. Sprinkle the dry cake mix evenly over the top of the cream cheese and strawberry layers. Drizzle the melted butter evenly over the cake mix, ensuring most of the surface is covered. Bake for 40 to 45 minutes or until the top is golden and the filling is bubbling. Let the cake cool slightly, then serve it warm, garnished with fresh strawberries if desired. And I'm telling you, folks, I do desire them. And here's a nice one, creamy beef and mushroom rice bake. Ingredients, 1 pound of ground beef, 85% lean, 1 1/2 teaspoons of Italian seasoning, salt and pepper to taste, 3 tablespoons of butter, divided, 3/4 cup diced onions, 1 tablespoon minced garlic, 2 1/2 cups of beef broth, 1 1/4 cups uncooked long grain white rice, not instant, 8 ounces of fresh button mushrooms sliced, 1 can, 10 1/2 ounces, cream of mushroom soup, 1/2 cup milk, 1/2 cup sour cream, and 2 cups of shredded cheese. That's going to be cheddar cheese this time. Shredded cheddar cheese, and you want to divide that. Your instructions. Again, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees centigrade. In a skillet, cook the ground beef with the Italian seasoning, salt, and pepper until browned. Drain and set aside. In that same skillet, melt 2 tablespoons of butter and saute the onions and garlic until they're soft. Add the mushrooms and cook until golden. Stir in the beef broth, remaining butter, and the uncooked rice. Bring all that to a simmer. Cover it and cook it for 15 minutes until the rice is tender. Stir the cooked beef, cream of mushroom soup, milk, sour cream, and 1 cup of cheddar cheese into the rice mixture. Transfer everything to a greased baking dish. Top with the remaining cheddar cheese and bake for 20 to 25 minutes until the cheese is melted and bubbly. You know, those two kind of go together. Have the second one first for dinner and then have dessert with the first one. Bowling schedule as we move forward through the rest of 2024. October 11 is week 4, bowl. October 18 is week 5, bowl. October 25, off. The SBVA tournament in Daytona, Florida is October 25 through 27. November 1, bowl. This is week 6, the Gutterthon and the Bake Sale. You're on break until January 3rd. And then on January 3rd, it's week 7 of bowling and you will bowl. And we'll be bowling the ABBA Mail-O-Graphic. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Rally Outlaws of October the 11th, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.